My name is Nigel Booth, the reality coach, and welcome to the Reality Check here on Revolution Radio. We've got two incredible guests with our show today, and it really does sort of match up with the ethos of the Reality Check, which is pay forward when you can and take it back when you need it. We're going to come to you guys in just a couple of minutes, but before we do that, as usual, over to the captain in the chair. Glenn, how's it going this week?
Yeah, good, thank you.
You had a good week?
Yeah, it's flown by this week. I haven't, not really done much. Usual kind of routine. I've filled every day of the week almost now with things to do. So I'm like playing badminton Monday and playing disc golf Tuesday and Thursday.
Because you've started training with disc golf now.
Well, just like helping other people kind of get into the sport and stuff. But yeah, so I've been doing that. But it's keeping me out of trouble anyway. I've got something to do each day.
Excellent. And that's all we need to do is to keep you out of trouble. That's the main thing,
that's all
it?
Any of us can hope for, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I had an amazing weekend this week. I went down to the Cotswolds for a wedding. I've got to tell you, if you've not been down to the Cotswolds, get yourself down there. About an hour and a half down the road.
Yeah, it's not far from here. It's like other side of Brackley, and then you're nearly there, aren't you?
Absolutely. And it was beautiful. Some of the buildings were amazing. The people were lovely. You know, they didn't do great for non-meat eaters, but besides that, you know, we had a phenomenal time. But that's a conversation we'll have, and we are going to, for you, you know, for everybody listening, we're going to be bringing somebody in very, very shortly to give us the reality check on this whole trend of plant-based eating. You know, it's rising so quickly, and there are lots and lots of people out there that are really wanting to have a go and try it, but not certain what it is they should be doing and how to do it. So we're going to get somebody on to come and give us a bit of a reality check.
Sounds good.
Right, over to our guests. Now, my guest today, I had the greatest pleasure a couple of weeks ago of actually taking our ethos of paying it forward really to heart. And one of our guests, Daniela, you were the one that arranged this. I'm going to come to you first, if that's okay. Because tell me what it is that you arranged and why you arranged it with Blackthorn Community Centre.
So I am an employee of Jobs 22, and we have one volunteer day where all the staff go and volunteer somewhere. And I organised us to go and volunteer with Blackthorn, formerly Blackthorn Good Neighbours, but now Growing Together Northampton. And basically, it's a community organisation. I'll let Catherine sort of fill you in a bit more, that I formerly worked for. And they do great work within the community. And I thought it would be a great way of us sort of spending the day. And I believe everybody enjoyed it. And we made a huge difference within the community on that day.
I actually thought it was fantastic. You know, I really enjoyed my day. I was quite surprised, actually. But why did you think that this would be good? Because obviously you've worked there before, and again, we're going to try and get over. Why is the community so important?
Well, Growing Together Northampton is important because it does bring the community together. And in doing so, that empowers the people living on the estates that Growing Together cover.
So which estates is it covering? So obviously we've got listeners from right over Northamptonshire and further afield. So where about in Northamptonshire are we talking?
So it's Blackthorn, Goldings, Lings, Lumbertubs and Overstone Lodge. And you do a bit of work on Thorplands as well.
Wow, that's really, really good. Excellent. Well, what we're going to do, I'm going to have a very quick word with Catherine, and then we're going to come back to Danielle in a minute. So, Catherine, welcome to the show, first and foremost.
Thanks.
Now, you're the chief executive of Growing Together.
Yep.
What's Growing Together about?
So, Growing Together, as Danielle said, used to be called Blackthorn Good Neighbours, but we cover a wider patch now, so we changed our name back in 2018. We're a community organisation and have been rooted in the community for the last 20 years or so in Blackthorn.
Wow.
Our ethos is really simple, and it's not the same as the ethos you've been talking about, but very similar. Our ethos is about the world's a better place if you've got a friend.
Wow.
So we try and bring people together to make that happen.
That is absolutely fantastic. Fantastic. So, Catherine, back over to you then. So how long have you been involved with this?
I've been working for the charity for the last 11 years nearly. So, yeah, a long time.
So it is a charity?
It's a charity, yes. Yeah, registered charity.
And so everything is depending on you finding funds, donations, people paying it forward.
It is to a large degree, and we run, so we do two, there's sort of two wings to the work. Mm-hmm. So the first wing is we run a community nursery. So in 2015, we took over the Pig and Whistle Pub in Blackthorn and converted it to a nursery for 2, 3 and 4 year olds. So nursery funding is complicated, but it's not charitable donations so much. Some of it is. You get money per child per hour. But the rest of the money that we need just to keep the nursery going, we fundraise for. And the other side of our work is the stuff I mentioned before, which is about community work and about trying to bring people together. And that is very much more funded through grants and fundraising events.
So I think it's really important, isn't it? Because what we're talking about here is trying to get our communities to be working together, to be having them to have some more freedom, and to have a nursery place that you know is safe. Mm-hmm. You know, it's secure, and the kids are going to be educated to the appropriate
level.
Well,
the reason we set it up was because we were aware that children, teenagers and younger, were really lacking aspiration, were way behind educationally. Mm. And we thought the only way we're going to change this is to start with the very young. So we start with two-year-olds. And two-year-olds, at the time we set it up, there was government funding for them to have places. Mm-hmm. They were low income. So we did that, it has proved great, and the outcomes for children are impressive. But the bit that we hadn't realised was the difference it made to the community. So it's not unusual in our nursery to have older people walking in. We now give out food bank vouchers, so lots of other people come in for those. We just do a whole range of things. But because people know it's a nursery and know it's safe, it's become a real safe space in that area.
I think one of the things that I was really impressed with on the day that we came down and did the things that we did, and I want to go through some of those things. Thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Great, if I'm being honest.
It was great for us, if I'm being honest with you. But one of the things that really struck me, and again, we keep talking about paying it forward when you can and take it back when you need it.
Absolutely.
One of the big things that I got back was not just from yourselves and the gratitude that both you and Clive in particular, Clive,
great,
I thought,
volunteer,
he was amazing. I really loved his energy.
But
what I was really impressed with and what I came away with was the amount of gratitude that we receive from community members just walking past.
Yeah, it's one of the things that we have really noticed with having a larger presence of the nursery. I was amazed when we first opened. I walked out and an older gentleman came up to me and he just went, "This is so lovely to hear children play. Thank you so much." And I was like, I hadn't expected that at all. And the community garden that you did so much work in for us, one of the joys of the volunteers who work there is that every day when they're there, people are always walking past and thanking them for what they're doing. And that's just great. And they're doing it because they love it. They've made really good friendships through doing it. It's a win-win, and that's great.
So what kind of interventions do you do within the hub?
So we run lots of groups for different ages and different sort of themes. Some of them are real recreational. We have craft groups going on. We have litter picking groups and gardening groups. And a range of other things. We also do quite a lot with families. So we run TOTS groups on all the areas that we work in. And we do quite a lot of groups around women, just because that it's often a follow-on from TOTS groups is that you pick up supporting women. We've got a women's wellbeing group at the moment, which is, I think, really making a difference to people's lives, coming into a safe space and feeling that they can say what they want and be supported. So, yeah.
I think it's so, so important, is it, to be having all of those different groups. Because it may sound that it's an all-female group, and you think, well, what about the men?
Yeah.
And then you have an all-man group, well, what about the females, et cetera, et cetera. But it is so, so important.
We do have some mixed ones as well, just for the record.
Excellent, excellent. Tell me a little bit, now I know that you've been involved with this for a long time. Mm. What pushed you to sort of, because you volunteered here originally, how long ago was that?
Oh gosh, so basically about 15 years ago, somebody who was volunteering there approached me and said, "We're starting a TOTS group, will you come?" So I said, okay, and there was literally me and one other mother there with her child. And I kept going because the person who was running it at the time asked me to. And that the TOTS group grew, we became friends, all the mums. We met outside the TOTS group as well. I think it was Action for Children took over. And I then became parent rep, set up a reading group, a book club.
Wow.
And just got involved that way and just kept going back. And even after my children sort of grew up and were going to school, I went back and volunteered with the craft group. And then a job was going, and I applied.
And got it.
Yeah, as a community development worker, and yeah.
Wow. Because I know a little bit about you, and I know a little bit about your work, and, you know, phenomenal energy that you have. But what do you get from it? Because, again, we pay it forward when we can, and obviously, we always talk about this. Nothing is for free these days, but I don't know. Sometimes for me, I think it's good to just give without any expectation. But what do you get from doing all this?
I just love seeing people improve. It's good to see them building their confidence and just empowering each other as well. So it's good for my well-being.
I think that's the big thing, isn't it? The moment that we feel good energy, because when you walk in somewhere, you can feel whether it's good. I remember walking in, and you actually got a craft group going on.
Yep.
And there was one particular community member that had done a number of different resin things, you know, and there was this skull there, and it looked really, really good. You know, so I think it's important that, like, you know, we do feel good about ourselves. Mm. And sometimes what we do need is that consistency, isn't it? Being able to come back and be who it is that we are. Can I come over to Catherine, if that's okay?
Sure.
So, Catherine, so what is the future looking like?
Oh, that's a very difficult question. I always say we've been around a long time at Growing Together, and we're still here. So every year I try and do a budget and I think, oh, how are we going to do this? And every year, by hook or by crook, we get through, which is great. We are a charity that lives well on a little bit of money, so that's good. I think one of the joys of community work is seeing people grow. And so some of the groups that we currently have a staff member in, our model is that we will hope those groups will run with a volunteer. So that actually means that we can continue the work at much less cost. Right. But actually, it's really good to see people grow and take on that responsibility, just as Danielle was just describing.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. You ask someone to come to a group, and after a while, the craft group you were talking about, I asked her in 2014, the woman who runs it, if she'd mind just keeping an eye on them for me while I nipped out for an hour. And now she's still there.
Still there, keeping an eye on them.
Keeping an eye on it, and does great stuff, really, really great stuff.
That is isn't it?
And so that's the model we go on, so that these groups are more sustainable because of that, because they become run by volunteers.
And so anyone in your local community can come down and they can get involved and they can start to feel the very similar things to what you guys are talking about.
We do lots of sort of outreach events, especially in the school holidays, so we do different things there, summer fun and things like that, and encourage parents to come along. But people are really encouraged to join groups. We have coffee mornings, things like that, and then tell us what they want to do, and that's how we move things on.
Tell me about this community garden.
Well, the community garden is an interesting story. So one of our volunteers is also a trustee of the organisation. I had a vision that the grass in Blackthorn could be used for more than just kicking a football about sometimes. And so she planned out in her little head what she would like there. And then we happened to have some lottery money, it's a long story, that we could invest in it. So hence we built the raised beds and some funding for some shrubs. And now there's a team of 4 to 6 people who meet every week, sometimes more, and they garden. And the idea behind it is that we will grow fruit and vegetables, and people in the community, if they come along and they see a ripe tomato and they want it, they just pick it off the bush and walk away with it. And it's taken a long time, but it's really beginning to happen. I witnessed a woman standing by our raspberry bush just a couple of weeks ago, just standing there eating the raspberries with a smile on her face. And I was like, yes.
Yes. Because isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, absolutely.
That you can, you know, and it's, I suppose for the community, it's about them getting used to, I can go and take this raspberry.
Yeah, it's taken quite a while to realise it's okay to do that. If not, we pick it and put it on our giveaway table outside the nursery. So.
Wow. So what do you grow?
Oh, now you're getting technical. I'm not a gardener. This year we've got potatoes, we've got runner beans, lettuce, tomatoes, carrots. I think there's some spinachy type stuff.
Right.
I'm on rocky ground now.
Spinachy type.
And Hazel will be going, Catherine, I told you what we were growing. But it's good, really good.
Because I think
sunflowers, always sunflowers, which absolutely brighten up the place, and everyone loves the sunflowers.
I don't know anybody, except for my wife, that doesn't like sunflowers.
I know, they
you
are
know,
great.
There's something about a sunflower, particularly when they get really big.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I love about a sunflower as well, you leave it, the seeds are there, it's great, great for the birds, isn't it? It's That's great right. for the birds. Yeah.
And we do lots of growing stuff from the seeds. And, I mean, this is the royal way, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, the gardeners are always potting up seeds and bringing things on. So it's great. And we give them to the nursery children and do, you know, it goes wider than what you just see in the community. Mm.
That's great as well, because it's that education piece, isn't it? Because that's the sort of thing that you can teach somebody in that setting and they can get confident yeah. with it, and then yeah. they can go and try it at home yes. on their own yeah. windowsill. And yeah. it's like, and it's cheap and easy yes. and people, and you've got a real benefit yeah. from
and
it.
And you quite often find the volunteer gardeners are just chatting to local people about how to grow things. And
yeah,
so that,
which is,
you know,
fantastic.
Say, it helps it keep going.
Because mm. that's one of the things, it's like we were saying at the beginning of the show about, there's so much of an increase in plant-based dietary now. And we just don't know how to grow stuff. And I know it sounds simple. Some, oh, you just put a seed in the ground. But it isn't that simple.
No.
You know, I was having some lovely conversations with Clive. I want to give a big shout out to Clive. He had a huge
great.
Impact on yeah. a lot of yes. the, you know, yeah. the team that yeah. turned up there. Yeah. How long's Clive been with you?
Oh, longer than I've been there. So
right.
yeah, so he's been a volunteer. He's a trustee of the organisation as well. And he also looks after a garden outside Brookside Hall. So he does
right.
two community gardens. It's not quite so big, but it's great. So he's really good and a great litter picker as well. So,
and
yeah,
so
he's a great bloke.
Any of the produce that you grow there, if people don't come and pick it, you pick it yourself and you
yeah.
put it on a table
yeah.
for people
yeah.
to
so
come?
We have donated food quite often outside nursery. Sad reflection of the time, I guess. But it goes very quickly. But if we can put some produce that we've grown ourselves, that makes us happy and it goes even quicker. So that's
absolutely
great.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Because I do think it's a sign of the times.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And I think that we're all needing that level of support. It sounds amazing what you've done, not just these last few years, but all of the time that you've been involved with this. What are the benefits for people getting involved? And first and foremost, from a volunteer point of view, what do you get as a benefit of volunteering?
I think for the benefits of volunteering are that basically you feel good about yourself and you can see the difference that you're making. So, for
yeah.
example, when we're litter picking, you can see the difference you make to the area. When you're sort of getting involved with the garden, you know yourself.
Yep.
You know you're making a big difference, and other people in the community will approach you and ask what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can promote
yep.
Growing together. You gain skills. A lot of people who join as volunteers go on to build their confidence. That's the benefit.
Yeah. I'll tell you what we'll do. I'm going to come across to Catherine, because also, and I know that you've got a lot of shout outs that you want to do, but very quickly, so coming as a community member, what are the benefits for a community member coming down to growing together?
I think it's for all the things that Danielle said, but I think it's that thing about feeling there's someone you can go to, somewhere that's a safe place,
yeah.
Someone that will listen to you. And a lot of the staff that are in the community team will do coffee mornings and sessions, and it's just someone who will listen. We're not advisors, but we just support and get people to think about their situations. And I think that really makes a difference for people.
You see, I think that is, you know, one of the biggest benefits for me is that when you're in a community and you may not have lots of people that, you know, to game and have a conversation,
yeah, yeah,
no
absolutely.
Filter conversation.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and yeah. some people can go a few days in this, you know, without
yeah.
having a
oh,
conversation
absolutely.
With anybody.
Absolutely,
people
yeah.
that live on their own and
yeah.
things like that. So it's
weeks
a great opportunity.
Time.
Yeah,
yeah,
weeks at a time
yeah.
even
yeah.
to just get out and interact with people.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. we do a Thursday coffee morning, and more people are turning up. But often people that are like that, and they're so come in, they look
yeah.
really scared, and
yeah.
you know, a cup
oh,
of coffee
great.
And a biscuit. And
so what time is that then?
That's 10 o'clock on a Thursday morning. It's at Blackthorn Community Centre in the extension there. So all of our activities are on our Facebook page, which is called Growing Together Northampton. So if you're a Facebook user, do look on there. You'll know you've hit the page when you see the sunflowers.
Excellent.
We also have a website, which is growingtogether.org.uk, and our phone number is Northampton 411166.
Excellent.
So do contact if people want to get involved or find out more. You know, there's loads going on. There's lots in the summer for children as well. So do have a look on our Facebook pages.
But Thursday morning.
Thursday morning, coffee.
10 o'clock.
Yep. 10
coffee and biscuits.
Yeah.
the biscuits have sold me. You know, as long as there's a biscuit there,
there's always
I'm
a biscuit.
On my way.
Sometimes even a cake.
All right, we're definitely coming. You wanted to give a shout out to some people. You know, who was it that you wanted to give a shout out to?
Well, I mean, the organisation wouldn't exist without the volunteers doing work for us, and are great. So you've mentioned Hazel and Clive, our chief gardeners already. A fantastic board of trustees who lead the organisation with Mel and Lewis at the helm. Lots of people do lots of good things, and we are really lucky. We've got a really dedicated staff team, and we couldn't do this without them as well. So yeah, big thanks to all of them.
All I can say is there seems to be a huge lot of people out there that we could say thank you to. And also we want to give a big shout out to those guys that are listening to the show that have not been down yet.
Yeah,
come down on Thursday morning, cup of tea, have a cup of coffee and a biscuit and a cake, and get to know the benefits from it.
Absolutely, be very welcome.
I want to say thank you so much, guys.
Pleasure.
And we are going to invite you back if that's okay, and keep a regular update, not just for people in Northampton, but further afield to what is happening in your local community. Would that be okay?
Yeah, of course, very happy to be here.
Excellent. Well, until then, we'll say thank you very much, guys. If you're out there and you're listening and you want to get involved, don't hesitate. Easily, the number is 01604 411666, and on Thursday mornings, 10 o'clock for a coffee. Until next week, bye bye.